Thesaurus. It could be the name of a prehistoric beast that roamed the Paleozoic Earth, rising up on its hind legs to show off its large vocabulary, or some lover in a myth who was metamorphosed into a book. It means treasury, but it is just a place where words congregate with their relatives, a big park where hundreds of family reunions are always being held. House, home, abode, dwelling, lodgings, and digs, all sharing the same picnic basket and thermos. Hairy, hirsute, woolly, furry, fleecy, and shaggy, all running a sack race or throwing horseshoes. Inert, static, motionless, fixed, and immobile, standing and kneeling in rows for a group photograph. Here, father is next to sire and brother close to sibling, separated only by fine shades of meaning. And every group has its odd cousin, the one who traveled the farthest to be there, asterionosis, polydipsia, or some 11-syllable, unpronounceable substitute for the word tool. Even their own relatives have to squint at their name tags. I can see my own copy, up high on a shelf. I rarely open it because I know there is no such thing as a synonym, and because I get nervous around people who always assemble with their own kind, forming clubs and nailing signs to close front doors while others huddle in the dark streets. I would rather see words out on their own, away from their families and the warehouse of Roger, wandering the world where they sometimes fall in love with a completely different word. Surely you have seen pairs of them standing forever next to each other on the same line inside a poem, a small chapel where weddings like these, between perfect strangers, can take place.